Right now, we are joined by Kieran McLaughlin. A Thread of Blue is in the Penn Mile tonight. He has Ala Sahil in the Penn Oaks as well. Kieran, it's Anthony and Brittany here on the Equine Forum. Thanks for some time this morning.
Good morning.
Where are you emanating from this morning? You at Saratoga, you down at Belmont?
I'm at Belmont.
All right. You coming out tonight, or are you going to be watching it from home?
I'm clocking one at the main track and then flipping over to the training track and working several at 9:30 to 10.
All right. You making your way out to Penn National tonight, or are you going to be staying back in back on Long Island?
Joe Lee's going to go that way in a little while. I'll watch on TV.
All right. Tell Joe to stop by. We're right on the finish line if he wants to swing by. A couple of runners for McLaughlin Stables today. We got the filly, Ala Sahil. Am I saying that correctly?
What's that?
Ala Sahil. Am I saying that properly?
Yeah. However you say it, it's okay with me. I can't say it.
At least you're honest. I like that.
We'll go with Ala Sahil and A Thread of Blue. Kieran, this horse, he's really something on the turf. He's been good on both surfaces. He broke his maiden on the dirt, and then you guys had tried him on the turf before he broke his maiden. He broke his maiden off the turf, and then some winter down at Gulfstream with him. Undefeated in three starts at Gulfstream Park.
He was a little unlucky in the two races in New York, too. Second to Current, and then kind of a troubled trip in his next start. So Florida worked out well to win three in a row down there. It just worked out great. And then second at Churchill was a nice race.
Yeah, that was a big effort. He's a versatile sort, too. He's won on the lead. He's gone fast. He's gone kind of slow. He's come from off the pace. Is he an easy horse to train because of his tactical speed and how versatile he is?
Yes, he's a pleasure to train, does everything right. And we just trained him normal and run every month. We had to give him a little bit of time from early March to early May. We gave him 60 days into his last race, and now we're back on 30 days. But he's doing great, and we thought the cut back to a mile would work out well.
Haven't done much with him on paper anyway, just that one breeze between the American turf and this Penn Mile tonight. He cuts back to the mile after a couple of mile in the 16th races. Do you think the mile's his best distance?
It's hard to say. I don't know, but it should work out well because there's not that much pace. He doesn't have to be on the lead, but if he is on the lead, it works out well. It's hard to say. He could probably get a mile and a quarter if he's left alone on an uncontested lead, so you never know. There's a little bit of pace tonight, and we'll see. It's hard to know what his best distance is, but he's doing very well.
Really seems to get along with Luis Saez as well. Since Luis gotten aboard, he's done very little wrong in that race last time in the American turf. Even in defeat, that might have been the best race yet.
Luis Saez fits him very well, and we're happy to have him go over there. He's only second on it the one time, so he fits the horse very well.
I know in that American turf, was that actually a firm turf course on May 4th? I feel like there was some rain.
I'm sorry. I wonder if hear the question.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. When he was in the American turf last time out, was that actually a firm turf course? Because I feel like there was quite a bit of rain, and I think he might like this course a lot better today. It's very nice.
Yeah, no, it was not firm. Definitely had some give in the ground, and he seems to handle firm, soft, yielding, all the above. So he's a pretty neat horse as far as that goes.
What a cool horse.
Yeah, you talk about how well Louis fits him. Do you give him any instructions, Kieran, or will Joe give him any instructions, or will he just let him break out of there and see how it unfolds early on?
Yeah, tonight we won't have a lot of instructions. Hopefully we'll break well and we're there, and if somebody goes to clear us, then we'll lay second or third. But hopefully we're there on or near the lead.
We were talking earlier about how you got the three options with the three-year-olds on the turf today. You could go to run at Monmouth in the Tail of the Cat. Obviously, the Pennine Ridge is a mile and an eighth at Belmont and the mile here. What brought you guys out here with a Thread of Blue?
It worked out well timing-wise. You know, it's back in a month, and it's an important race, $500,000, and it's a mile, and we just thought that we fit very well this race, and had we waited to run back in the Pennine Ridge, we might catch some more tougher horses. So it just worked out well.
Yeah, and he seems to be doing really, really well. Like you said, plenty of speed. He has plenty of speed, but he can come from off the pace as well. A race earlier on the card, Ala Sayil comes in for Shadwell. She broke her maiden down at Gulfstream Park as well. You had a sensational start to the year, especially down at Gulfstream. Last time out, she tried the mile and 3/16ths, first start against winners. Was that just a little out of her scope, you think?
Maybe, but, you know, hard to say, but this was a great opportunity since we were already going to try and get some nice black type. And so we thought, let's put them both in the on the van and get him over there. So she's a nice filly. Looks like Chad Brown would be very tough, but we'd be happy if we hit the board. We're going to try and win, but we'd take second and third.
She, a lot like a Thread of Blue, she has some speed. She can be tactical. You reach out for Julian Leperu. If I'm not mistaken, this is the first horse you've put Julian on in about a year and a half or 2 years or so.
Yeah, we don't get to him that much. We like Julian, and it's tough to get to him sometimes, but we're happy to have him, and he was there tonight, so we've had some luck with him in the past.
Looks like the kind of filly that he'd fit as well, you know, having that tactical speed, one of the best set of hands in the business, and like you said, trying to get that black type, so important with these fillies.
Yeah, she'll be close. She doesn't have to be on the lead, and she should be close. We'll leave it up to him to see how the break goes and how the race unfolds. But we try and get the best of available jockeys, and they can make the call after the break.
We're talking with trainer Kieran McLaughlin. He has Ala Sayil in the Penn Oaks, and a Thread of Blue figures to go off the favorite in the Grade 2 $500,000 Penn Mile.
Now, Kieran, of course, everybody was really excited about High Call going into the Derby Trail. What's he up to now?
Well, he went home Friday Oaks morning, and once he wasn't sound enough to run, he went home to be checked out, and he checked out perfect at Rood and Riddle. But since he was home, they decided to give him 30 days to 45 days at the farm. And hopefully he'll be back pretty soon. And no surgery or anything, just he had some feet issues. And they're better now, and he's got some time off. So we're looking forward to getting him back pretty soon.
It'll be really nice to have a nice fresh horse for the summer.
Yes, for the fall of the year, yes, it will be. He's a mm-hmm. really neat horse. So I'm not sure what we'll point him for, but we'll be happy when he shows up.
Kieran, a week out from the 151st Belmont Stakes, of course, back in 2006, Jazzle gave you your first win in American Classic. Talk about Jazzle a little bit. 13 years ago, can you believe that?
That's a little scary. Time goes by fast. He finished fourth in the Kentucky Derby, and we skipped the Preakness, and I remember working him 3 weeks after the Derby and then missing his next work and because the track wasn't perfect, so we decided not to work him. And everybody thought we couldn't win by not working him, but it worked out great. And Fernando Jara rode him, and when he broke from the gate, I think he lost his stirrup momentarily right in front of us there, being that it was a mile and a half. And then he ran down the backside. He made a big move and around the turn, moved right up to the leaders. I think it was Bluegrass Cat, and went by him. And it was just a huge win. great to win an American Classic, and neat horse.
Yeah, 100 Belmont Stakes, 151. Next week, we're talking with trainer Kieran McLaughlin. That was 2006. This year, he's going to try and win the Penn Oaks with Alice Aiel and the Penn Mile with A Thread of Blue. Kieran, thanks for some time this morning. We'll let you get over to the training track. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, and appreciate all your good work and hard work for our industry.